사실
Welcome to Horsefly Chronicles Radio with Julia and Philip Siracusa. Sponsored by Carnation. Airing live on United Public Radio Network on 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. This show's opening has been produced, edited, narrated by Gwen Luckett at gluckett.com.
Everyone, and welcome to Horsefly Chronicles Radio with myself, Julia Siracusa, and Philip Siracusa. We are broadcasting live from the United Public Radio Network on 105.3 FM and 107.7 FM from New Orleans. We are fully sponsored by Carnations. We want to thank them for their sponsorship. We love them. You'll have to do a few things in order to participate in chat. Go to our YouTube page, UFO Paranormal Radio. You can go to Facebook station, UFO Paranormal Radio Network, UFO Undercover with Joe Montaldo, News on the Flip Side, Horsefly Chronicles Radio, SoundCloud, Podbean, Twitch, and all of those platforms. So tonight, guys, we have some amazing guests today on the panel. So please welcome to the show, Lala Bright, Sean Kelly, and Trish Moe. They are all very gifted and talented people in the field of paranormal with some amazing psychic abilities who have been doing this for quite some time. Sean is a radio host on our network. Lala has her own show as well. And Trish is a former host on the network as well. They are all mediums and sensitive and cats and all of that. Tonight we're going to dive deep into predictions. 2024. So please, let's welcome them all to the show. Yay!
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
So I keep hearing a beep. I don't know what that is. If that's my phone. I don't know.
But, I heard you.
Yeah. Right. There's always something weird going on. So, how are you all tonight?
I'm doing great. Couldn't be better.
We made another day. That's why everyone just yeah. So
my show is on UPRN Talk Radio. I have a Sunday night show from 8:10 p.m. to 9:10 p.m. into the night, and a Tuesday night show 8:10 to 9:10 p.m. on the same channel into the night.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, Sean, just in case anyone doesn't know you.
Okay. I've been in the paranormal field when I formed the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society back in 2006. And I did it for 22 years until I retired back in the year 2022 now. And so I'm kind of like... If some paranormal group needs my help, then I'd be more than happy to help them out. And that's what I usually do. I did a lot of investigations and I enjoy the work, you know, but doing all that traveling for so many years and going to so many places, it just took a toll on me. So I had to quit or retire from it.
It does. It takes a toll. Mm-hmm. Rich, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
You said Trish, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can. Okay. It literally just beeped right when you said that.
I don't know what that is. I mean, I don't know.
It happens every time we talk to each other. So
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm good. I had a rough half of the year last year. I am in different transitions and had to move and lost my house and got pneumonia and a lot of things happened. So I took a break on my show because it's really hard to keep up with for a live show anyways, when you have a specific timeline and deadlines and things like that, you know, aside from all of the, just like, you know, I also took a break traveling and doing investigations and cold cases and things like that, because people don't realize how much energy that takes from you, you know. And so, but this year I'm doing great. I, you know, have been working on my health for a while, and I have an exciting, which I said was going to, I was going to start that back in like December, my new Lenora Lore vlog, I guess. And I have a clothing line and stuff that I'm going to include with that, that I've actually been working on for years, and just put it all together. So, but yeah, that's something exciting. I have like multiple investigations and different research and stuff that I've done on different
surprise! Oh shit. Oh man.
Different people that I've had what's that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh no, and that's what I'm gonna be doing in the future as of April 1st, writing on my blog about my adventures.
Oh, wow. You know, I don't think everyone realizes how hard it is. It really is hard to do a radio show. It takes a lot. It takes a lot out of you, and investigations, and it does. And we have our owner of the network.
That yeah. I kind of just pop in.
Oh, Montalvo in the house.
Oh, damn it. You notice she didn't call me boss because, you know, we know who the boss is. Oh, Michelle, if you're listening, we love you, baby, just in case. How is everybody?
Good. We're good. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Y'all, this is like the scary crowd, right? This is like the adult crowd. Is this what this is? I know we got some crazies on it, some scary people on his network. That's why Michelle's the boss. Because, you know, Miss Paranormal herself. So what are we doing? What kind of weirdness are we into tonight? Because I'm just hanging out.
We need to hear from Lola, man. I want to know who Lola is.
Lola. Lola.
Lola, tell us a little bit. Lala or Lola?
Lala.
Okay. Lala, I'm sorry.
You're okay. I'm Lala, psychic medium. Also, I'm an experiencer. I speak to spirits and other beings. I record video and photos of different beings, species, I don't know, that come to the house. It's exciting. So I'm kind of on a little quest, I guess. So.
Do you just do your house or other people's houses as well?
I'm not brave enough to go to other people's houses yet. I would like to, but I'm a scaredy cat sometimes. But wherever I live, I draw things, spirits, aliens, crafts, they show up. So it's nice that it's on videotape now. It's validating that I can show people, like, this is what I do experience. So, and we share... My boyfriend and I, he's retired CIA, so he helps with all the technical stuff, and we post everything on Facebook for people to see, and people come to us and share their experiences, and it's good for them because a lot of people kind of hide that part of themselves or embarrassed or scared to talk about abductions and things like that, but it's real. It does happen, so.
Absolutely. We have some people in chat. Joe Fox, Pittsburgh Paranormal Society. Thanks for joining us tonight. So tonight, I guess I really wanted just to really touch like 2024 predictions because it hasn't been going so great so far. I mean, does everyone agree?
Yes.
Raise their hand. I mean, I don't know what to say. What is everyone thinking about? What's going on? I mean, I feel awful all the time. Do you feel it? Like,
yes.
Yes, I do. There's like a big change in the universe. Yeah. I talked about this the other day, and I'm not right in the head. You know what I mean? It's like my body's in one place, and my head is out somewhere else, and I can't figure it out. You know, and it's actually kind of scary because when I'm out there, I don't know where I'm at. You know what I mean? It's like I know I'm supposed to be sitting behind this computer, but my mind is somewhere else, and it feels weird.
Yeah, I know. I'm
going to second that because he's not alone. That's actually been happening to me lately, where I'll go somewhere, but my mind's somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I don't know, it feels like we slipped into another dimension that we don't even realize.
Right.
Of energy, because the energy is really weird, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
It's unpredictable energy that I feel like we're dealing with right now. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. I think it's like the edge of your seat energy where you don't know if you're going to wake up in the morning, you know, I mean, get hit by a nuclear bomb, or we got so many world events happening right now. And on top of this big thing on April 8th, so let's get into this.
I think this could be most of the reason why we're all not feeling good. Right, Joe?
Sorry, I had y'all muted because I was picking up my dog. I didn't want to rough y'all up. It's, you know, this is Ghost Hunter Extraordinary, by the way. You want to find a demon? Let her loose on you. It's, yes, I think it's because the demons can't actually see her little black ass in the middle of the night is what the problem is. It's everybody, you know, unfortunately for me, I get to speak to a lot of people, in all three of my careers, actually. And everybody is just, well, first off, most everybody's waiting for the other shoe to drop. And because certain positions in our world are, how can I say this politely and not get us kicked off, just in a really angry position, all the rest of us kind of feel like it's crawling up the back of our neck. We're just, you got to hold yourself from being pissed off. Excuse my language, people, if you're listening. It's, I know too many of my friends and too many of my coworkers and stuff that I can watch, and they're holding themselves tight. You know, God knows what's going to set them off, because really at this point, they need a break. And it's been a lot. I mean, the world's asked us to deal with a lot. We had COVID, we had craziness, we got some other weirdness going on besides all of that. And then we got Putin threatening to blow us all up. It's a hard place to feel comfortable and safe when you don't know what the next day is going to bring. And you notice, I've always noticed this. Anytime there seems to be high tension in the world, there's always a high paranormal tension as well. I don't know if it's because the empaths and the telepaths are reaching out to each other, or if it's just something else, but it's definitely there. I mean, and if you're even a little bit psychic, or a little bit, if you can even sense anything a little bit, it's there for you. Unfortunately, for the people who can sense a lot, it's there at a much higher level. Some of them, I even recently talked about, you know, ending it. And I'm like, no, can't go there yet. If we're going to end it, let somebody else end it, not us. It's just one of those things. I don't know, but it scares me sometimes. And I'm a big, ugly guy. And still, it worries me. Of course, I do own a little chihuahua, but nobody can't tell nobody that. That's a secret.
We won't tell the boss.
I think with all the hyped up energies, that certain beings are drawn to that chaos. And I think that's what...
True.
Yeah. And my friend Lon Strickler, he said he's getting a ton more cases, more than he's ever had. And he's been doing this, what, 40 some years? So everything's getting amped up, but not just spirits. It's paranormal, it's cryptid, it's UFO, it's just something is happening, and it's just bringing the veil up, I guess.
But is it something happening, or is somebody wanting us to think something's happening so they can take advantage of it? I'm not convinced which one it is yet. I got to be honest with you.
I think there's been a shift because, plus this is a leap year, and I always view leap years as, you know, we have a chance to, everybody says we're repeating 2020, which if, you know, with the election coming up, in a sense we are, you know, now what we do with that determines whether or not we get to stay stuck the next 4 years or not until the next leap year. So, and especially with an eclipse, well, we have two eclipses. We have the full moon tonight with the lunar eclipse. And then we also have the solar eclipse coming up. And that's actually, that's going to cross, you know, make an X over the US from the one in, 2017. So that's also scary. But I think one of the big things I've always noticed about leap years is the leap year is kind of a year of justice. And so, and I think we're already seeing that in the world, you know, right away. If you notice people around you, and this is completely, people who are passing away, you know, just at a young age or in their sleep or things like that. I'm not saying that they did anything wrong necessarily, but even generational curses, things like that, are coming to the surface now. You know, it's the whole, whatever's done in the dark always comes to light. So I think that's going to be happening a lot, unfortunately, in this next year. And I think that scares people, honestly. I mean, I've known tons of people that even with celebrities and stuff going to jail and being prosecuted for things, you know, everything is coming out. And I think that puts people on edge, you know, if you're not living right.
What puts me on edge it is this... with this solar eclipse coming up. And to me, the way I look at it right now, it's just going to be an eclipse. I don't believe it's the end of the earth and the times. And, you know, it's like people are, you know, kind of building their life around, you know, April 8th. And I'm thinking, you know, and they just keep telling people it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. And it's like, no, I don't think it is. I just think April 8th is going to be April 8th. You know, and that's the way I feel about it. I won't get into all the bull crap that's going on out there about April 8th.
It is interesting.
I don't know where people come up with this stuff. I mean, it's like you take one line out of any book and you can make a cult out of it. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Aren't they telling people to get water and back up electricity and medicine? That's what I've been hearing for the eclipse. They're scaring people into this.
Well, you know what's funny about that? I live on the Gulf. Matter of fact, I live about 300 yards from the Gulf of Mexico. My house is well stocked because we have to live through hurricane season every year. So we have lights and candles and backup generators and food supplies. I actually have enough water, and some of this water is good for 10 years. I actually have enough water in this house for about 8 of us for 3 years. We probably have enough of those little stupid food packets to last for about 2 years. It's they bring them anytime there's a storm or any kind of little storm or anything. They're out giving the things away about a ton. So you open your trunk, they pop, drop 4 cases, and you just bring them home, throw in your closet, and not worry about it unless you need them for something. So it's a little different for us. We're prepared for that kind of stuff, even though nobody down here thinks it's coming. Everybody's just looking for a really pretty eclipse, and that's what I'm hoping it's all. Look, you never know what's going on. I mean, half the scientists in the country said when that asteroid came through, it was an alien asteroid. So, yeah. And it was dropping pods off here and there. So I'm still not sure what exactly anything is going. And then all of a sudden, our government starts to ask what are extraterrestrials? What are aliens publicly? I mean, that kind of stuff worries me. I mean, I don't know if it worries me because it could be a false flag, or if it worries me because they don't know what's going on any more than we do. And besides, I think we should petition the White House to investigate the White. It's got to be one of the most haunted places in D.C. Yeah. I mean, come on. We should all get up in there and just. I mean, come on. We should petition it. You know, we should have done it when Obama was president. We could have probably got in. I don't know. Biden ain't gonna let us in. Trump, I don't know if Trump's gonna let us. He might. He's a little weird. I don't know if I want to get.
He would want the attention.
You're right. You're probably right. He probably would want the attention, so he probably would let us in.
I don't know if I'd want to investigate those skeletons, though.
No. It'd be a little scary. So.
Yeah, it would be.
But I've heard some really good stories from the White House. I'd like to know if they're true.
How are you? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, Jimmy Lee. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, we're on Roku, by the way. I snuck y'all on Roku a little while ago.
Oh, okay. Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah, I just dropped what I dropped in. I just dropped one out and dropped one in.
Thank you.
I'm going to say this. You know, most likely, my belief and my feeling is, well, April 8th comes and goes, but the Attorney General of New York was on the news today, and they are making these preparations in New York, and they're saying, look, your cell phone may go down. They're bringing in the National Guard, and there's things that they are saying. Now, that could be because of traffic jams and people going to different areas and overcrowding areas to see the solar eclipse, right? Mm. However, I have this vibration in me, and I'm not saying it's on that exact day, but I'm feeling major earthquakes. I don't know why, and I'm not a pessimist or negative in that way, but it's like when you know something, you can feel it. I feel earthquakes. And again, I'm not saying on that exact day, but I feel like it's a shift. So hopefully I'm wrong, and the day comes and goes like every other day. The cell phone towers will probably get jammed because of all the morons. There will be traffic everywhere because people have nothing better to do with their lives. It's good to stock up, right? Just in case, you know. But,
never hurts.
You know, according to the biblical things that if you believe or you don't believe and the alignment of this particular eclipse and what's going to happen here, it raises some eyebrows. And if you're not into religion and you don't believe in any of that stuff, well, you know, the National Guard coming in also raises eyebrows. Right. But that might be crowd control as well, you know, just because of what's going on in the world.
Yeah, you gotta be careful right now.
The energies are going to be, there's something up with the energy anyway. I don't know you guys, but I'm always exhausted.
Oh, now see, that could be a lot of things there.
I was gonna say that could, there's a lot of things.
Have you had like COVID shots or had COVID or anything? Well, there's a lot of that going around, and there seems to be a lot of people who had the Pfizer and Moderna shots seem to be getting cancer all of a sudden.
I don't
do that. You noticed that, right? That's crazy.
Oh yeah, we got the news and flip side. We're running this research project on it right now. It's really, really. Well, what started is all of a sudden out of the blue, I had like 11 friends get cancer. I mean, just out of the blue, all around the same time too, and all not nice cancer. So I'm just kind of like, what? And I was trying to find out if there was anything, because none of them live in the same places. None of them are hanging out. I mean, and then we got the princess and the king getting cancer. I mean, it's just.
So Joe, do you remember when I showed you that website called Spooky Chew?
Yep.
Frequency thing, you can go on there and it explains exactly what happens. Every person is born with the potential to carry the frequency for any disease, any virus, any parasite, what have you, skin condition, anything you can imagine. Now, they've figured out how to activate that remotely. So what happens is if you get a certain bloodline, a certain DNA, they're probably going to like knock me off here in a minute, but you get a certain DNA, you know, and remotely you activate this frequency machine. It's called the Rife machine. It actually affects everybody in that bloodline or everyone in that area or wherever the target is. And so when that happens, some people might, depending, I think, on probably not distance, but probably how far down the bloodline they are, you know, like as far as like the royal family and stuff. That's how bad it affects them. Some people might might not have very bad cases of it, of whatever it is that they're being targeted with, strep throat, you name it, you know. Nice. But that's incredibly scary, and that they've made that available to the public. Now, going back to medieval times with like witchcraft and things like that, that's always been a thing. We just didn't use machines. So, you know, anyone can protect themselves from things like that.
Are you talking about the Rh negative
one? What about Rh negative? Oh man, we've got tons and tons and tons of research on Rh negative. Man.
Well, I'm O negative. I always like to hear what people think because there's no information.
There is actually. So about 15, 18 years ago, the organization run called ICOR, we launched a major study into what are the differences between people who say they've been contacted. So this study had been going on for about 15 years when we started totaling. What about 10 years when we started totaling it up? And come to find out, the overall majority of people who have said they have been taken are Rh negative. By far, it's almost 70%. It's crazy. So we had three hematologists. It's all on the ICAR website. We brought in three hematologists to work with us. There are major differences with Rh negative. First off, O negative is the universal donor. It's the only blood that can be given to everybody except itself. It can only have O negative. Nobody can take anybody else's blood. So technically, it's the rarest blood known to man because it can be given to anyone else. Even the 1.5% ABs, they can still take Rh negative. But it's more important than that. It is the purest form of blood known to man. It's where all of our hemological research comes from. Without it, we'd still be 200 years from where we are right now. Hmm. The worst part is, though, it seems that people with Rh negative blood are now being tracked.
Yeah.
I had gotten a letter from the hospital who originally, when I was born, way back before the sun came up. They sent me a letter saying that my blood type and information had been entered into a DNA system, and would I like to contribute DNA? Then I got a letter saying, oh, sorry, we didn't realize you were on Ancestry.com. We'll just take your DNA from there. I was like, what the bleep? I mean, that just came out of left field. I was like, so they just instantly registered. They registered me without even registering, without my
Yes, they just steal my blood. I mean, so either way, like they'll tell me I need 13 vials drawn just for a health
because it's
and then they tell me, you know, if I ask for the results, they say, oh, we're sorry,
the doctors towards the end were telling Rh negative people they didn't even really need to get the COVID shot. They were way less. They're also come to find out way less addictive to things to other people are, and they can break habits in a faster cycle. There's a lot of weirdnesses. Actually, I didn't realize how many studies had actually been done on the blood types, on behaviors, on how we act. There's a big difference between positive and negative people. It's not so much a bad thing or a good thing. It's just they are different. And it does seem to find out, thanks to the Air Force and the Navy, that Rh negative people seem to be, on average, more telepathic and empathic than non-Rh negative people.
Wow.
Yeah. So I say Rh negative people. It's not O negative. It's Rh negative. Remember, Rh negative covers all the blood types.
Yeah.
So it's not just the one blood type, even though one of them has a little bit more than the others. It's a weird thing. It's a strange thing.
When was it that they stopped testing, doing blood tests?
Let's see. Well, when I got married way back before the dinosaurs walked the planet, they were still testing blood types. This was about 40 years ago. So this was now since then, my son got married. I think it was about 5 years after I got married, they quit testing because they came up with, some Australian guy had this gene and they call it the anti-denigen D gene. It became a vaccination. So now you can go get a shot and you can have a kid. But before that, if you were Rh negative and Rh positive, they did not want you bearing children because the odds of it being stillborn were 80%. And that's how you know that Mother Nature didn't create this, because Mother Nature would have never created something that killed 80% of her population. And think about this. It even killed 80% of everything it was having, and yet still it's made to be 15% of the population today in less than 40,000 years. Tells you something. Something's going on.
Opposite, since it's the purest blood.
I like this guy, a Facebook user. You have to give streamer permission so we can see your name, but that is the owner of the network, Mr. Joe Montaldo.
The smartest guy on earth.
No, not by any means. I wish. No, the smartest guy on Earth right now, I think, would be Elon Musk, just based on his money, not based on his IQ, but based on his money. And he does have pretty high IQ. I think it's like a 169 or something. It's he's a nice guy. Yes, he wants to take us all to Mars. He's my man crush, but he scares me. Y'all know that the old Moonraker movie. That's what I always think when I see Elon, when he's talking about we're going to build colonies Mars, have 150 ships going back and forth. I'm thinking, man, wait. So in his last round of ships, he's just going to blot out the planet and live on Mars until he can come back and rehabit all the humans. And see, he worries me. His ego is as big as the planet is. The man is brilliant. I mean, I can't hate because he's brilliant. And he's going to revolution our worlds in ways that I can't even believe. But still. Do you want a chip in your head, Julie? You want a chip in your head, Phil? Oh, that'll be good. Phil and Julie can get a chip in the head, and then they will know what each other's thinking.
Oh, my God.
You know how many divorces that will cause? We can't have that yet. We're not a race that's ready to be telepathic yet. We're just...
Do you know how scary that is? That's terrifying, because at any point, even anything non-computer, I mean, people can be programmed. So what do you think? If everybody has a chip in their head, how do you think somebody could just flip a switch and make it?
It is already bad enough in my house. I'll go to say something. It's there. The other day, I was thinking, man, I want some coffee and a cinnamon roll. Here come Linda walking with a car. I'm like, what? It's worse than that. Oh, no, it gets far worse than that. Like when we're driving around, I'm like, stop it. Get out of my fucking head and stop it. Because it gets irritating. We've been married a long time, so it's just one of those things. It's some of that is intuition, and some of that is just we're both very telepathic, so it can be really. And now that we've been together so long, we don't keep, you know, everybody keeps their guard up telepathically because they don't want anybody getting hit. Well, we don't really do that around each other, so it's like. And then my daughter staying with us until the night she gets up and goes, okay, who's thinking it? Because she's going in the kitchen to cook. She's, I wonder which one of y'all are thinking about this. And we looked at her like we were just talking about this like 30 seconds ago. It's bad, people. See, that's what happens when you live with telepathic people, though, or empathic people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like growing up with my mom, who was like, oh, I know who that. She knew everybody was at the door. Everybody was on the phone. Always knew where I was. Always. And I don't even know how she did it. I was like, Mom, today I wonder if she had like built-in GPS or something. If they would have had GPS tracking back then, I would have thought she'd planted one on my ass. Because she always knew where. I was out at the lake with friends. I mean, even my friends didn't know where I was at. I'm like, hey, you having fun? She just pulls up in the crowd. You having fun? I looked at her like, you got to be bleeping kidding me. It was weird. It was really weird. My grandmother was the same way. My grandmother, don't lie to me. I'm like, she said, you want me to tell you what really happened? She'll spit it out. I'm like, well, how the hell do you know?
Yeah.
See, it's weird, people.
I always give my kids the option. I'm like, you can either tell me the truth or I'll read your mind. Which would you like? And so
you can really tell, especially with your kids. I mean, and your husband or your wife.
Yes. Not. Yes, you can. It's unfortunate. I mean, it's a thing that happens. You know, more time you spend with each other, the more you know about each other. But
I'm going to jump in here, and I want to get back on topic of 2024, and I want to give a little bit of insight. Look, let me tell you, I'm a 56-year-old man, not as old as you, Joe, but I'll tell you what.
Old than me? What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you straight out.
I'm sorry.
So our fearless leaders are all full of it. That's number one. Now we go back to chemtrails. Now, you're not going to lie to me and tell me that there's no such thing as population control, because there is. Talk about what happened 4 years ago. And 4 years ago, when all of a sudden something came around and X amount of people leave the earth. You know, it just seems to me that the bigwigs, some of the YouTube videos are pretty interesting, because what they're saying is, look, quite frankly, there is not enough not enough resources for everybody. So these are cycles that mankind and I don't think it's the people that we know in office. I think it's beyond them who release the things that say, hey, we're overpopulated. Do you know? Cancer right now is through the roof. Mm-hmm. Through the roof. It's horrible how many people are getting it. And you look at everything, all the signs around, and you got to be a complete moron not to see what's happening here. And then you look at 2024 predictions, you know, and again, I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but quite frankly, I think we all are knowing people now more than ever that either they're getting sick and they're not getting better, or they keep getting sick, they get better, they get sick again. And then you look up in the sky and it doesn't even look the same sky that I look back in, in my day. So you look up and you say, what's going on here? And of course, your local news stations and all that is all fluff, because then no one's going to come forward. They don't even know what's going on. They just read scripts. That's all they do. You know, and I want to hear from Lala, because I know we had a talk when I first met you about some of the stuff and our beliefs and what's going on here. And what's your thoughts on chemtrails and our future, if there is one?
Chemtrails, I know, one, they're dumbing us down, they're numbing us, they're making us sick. But I don't mean to sound like a weirdo, but I think we shifted. I don't feel, this doesn't feel like the world I grew up in. There's everything slightly off. It's weird. It really is. And I think that explains a lot. They want to hide and mask the sky all the time. I see the most chemtrails when the sun is setting. As soon as that happens, they start making the X. It's weird. So I think they purposely make us sick. One, they get money out of it. And they don't ever, you don't go to the doctor and they're like, let's pinpoint how this started and how to fix it. They go, here's a pill that'll keep you alive for a little bit. You know what I mean? It's never to heal you.
Or they want blood work. And they want blood work. And
yeah, they don't want to cure you. There's no money in curing you people. Jesus, come on now.
Well, let me ask you guys a question.
Not in this country, anyway.
Let me ask you all a question. If any of you all know about astrology, and I know I'm going off subject here, but it just popped into my mind. Okay, when we were born, you know, the stars were in certain places, okay? The different Orion and whatever. But after a while, with the Earth rotating, the signs that we were born under, could they be off a couple degrees to the left and to the right?
Well, so I don't know. This has kind of been swept under the radar with the different conflicts going on in the world for the last few years, actually, that everything that CERN is doing. And it's been proven. They even admitted that they tore, there was a tear in the whole space-time continuum or whatever, that effect. They're like, oh, well, it was only open for like 13 hours or something. 13 hours. Do you know what 13 hours could do? Like, that's a huge part. But aside from that, they believe, you know, that it almost tilted the Earth. Just even if it was just a little bit, that would throw literally everything off. That would throw Earth's the magnetism off. That's why you have, you know, all these whales beaching themselves and sharks and stuff, because all the migratory animals, and it would definitely affect people too, I think. Much less the supernatural world.
All right. Thank you there. Thank you, Trish. Appreciate that. Absolutely. Because what some of the stuff that I see, and I'll be honest with you, I watch it on TikTok, there's about two or three women out there saying that the Earth and this, I meant the moon and the sun are not actually aligned.
Yeah.
They're not going to be aligned in Pisces because they're both in, I don't understand that crap. But they said, they can't be one because they're not, you know, right aligned. They're a little off. So I don't know if that is kind of like pertaining to what the hell's going on in the world, but I don't know. It's kind of confusing to me, and I appreciate your answer.
I mean, it's definitely adding to the problem if that's happening.
You know, whatever civilizations get so advanced, let's go back to the Egyptians, right, and the pyramids. Whenever they get so advanced, or city of Atlantis, some people believe it existed, some people don't. I do. And then we look back at something, we can't even make those pyramids today straight out. You cannot make them align the way they're aligned. So the point is, it's kind of like someone says, you guys are going too far now in technology, so we're going to hit that reset button.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think that happens every once in a while. I really do. Because they'll find, what, in Asia, in the ocean, they found like thousands of year old plumbing in the ocean. And it shouldn't be there. So I think there's a reset when we get to a certain, when we learn too much or we get out of hand. I think it's just all wiped and whoever is in charge restarts again.
But the real question, is it us? I have no doubt because of the map of the creator, which is 120 million years old. Lots of other things, all those O parts that have been found in cold and stuff that are at least several million years old. This suggests that there was advanced life here before us, but it doesn't suggest it was us. At least two of those lived during the dinosaurs. So I doubt it was us poor little skanky humans living with the dinosaurs. So it was probably some type of reptilian. But where'd they go? Who are they? Are they on Mars? Are they living underground? Did they go back to home in Drago or somewhere? I mean, there's very little evidence of them, but there's lots of evidence. It's called O parts. There's out-of-place artifacts. There's lots of evidence that there was civilizations here long before us. And then just that tsunami in India uncovered those two cities and sunken cities that date back to 12,500 years, which is a very interesting time. That's the only time the constellations line up with all the wonders on Earth. At that particular year, they line up with Leo. The Sphinx lines up with Leo. The pyramids line up with, Orion. The Seven Sisters line up with Easter Island. I forgot which one lines up with Drago lines up with Angkor Wat. These are all big places on our planet. And the best part about this is all these monuments were built after the fact. So somebody created monuments that pointed to a time 8,000 years before they existed. And they did it perfectly.
Right.
They brought it backwards by using precession. The Egyptians are the first ones that mastered this. But they did it perfectly. So all these monuments were built to this time period, but what was it? It was the end of the Ice Age, but what else was it?
Well, like everybody always assumes that the time of the Egyptians was the beginning, but what if it was the end?
Oh, I think you're right. I think that, I don't know if it was the Egyptians, but there was a race like them at least 10,000 years before there. What if we,
you know, they weren't? Because we seem to have dumbed down a lot.
Well, we know the Sphinx is about 12,500 years old because of the water. So we know that. So we know that was prior to the Egyptians. Right. But yet it was still basically the same kind of race. So whoever the forefathers were, the Egyptians lived long before they did.
Is there a pyramid in Antarctica now? Did they find that?
Yeah, they found one. A big black pyramid up there in Antarctica.
And there's the ones in the Grand Canyon.
There's little pyramids all over the place. Where Daniel Jackson's land in Pat, somebody just sent me an email. Maybe so. I really don't know. But they're all are really all over. But they're all built differently. The ones you find in South America that are built like the ones that are built in Egypt. Those are made like with ribs and wire, and then they stack rocks inside of them, then they put a facade on them. Whereas the ones in Egypt are built out of massive blocks. It's and then other places they're built differently. It's strange. It's a theme that seems to be worldwide, but not necessarily with the same building techniques, which means it's not the same people who built them. So that's always interesting. And then there's the Nazcans who were boarding their children to look like their gods, which just happens to look like one of the aliens people say take them. And then of course there's the Nazcan lines that can only be seen from where? Way up in the atmosphere, not just in the atmosphere, but way up in the atmosphere. All that stuff is fascinating, and it suggests that somebody or something was here before us, or maybe we're here to walk along with us, but our government's not going to let us know. That's for sure.
No. And
I got to tell you, usually when there's a significant extraterrestrial event, there's usually a significant paranormal event. Matter of fact, we were discussing this the other night when it comes to poltergeists. How do you tell the difference? So if you've ever seen the movie Close Encounter, you'll notice in one of the scenes, the things are running around all over the house, they're floating around and stuff. They're making all kind of noise and doing, if you watch the movie Poltergeist, they're doing the same damn thing. So how do you know which one is actually a paranormal event and which one's an extraterrestrial event? I guess now you got to wait till you see the damn alien. I'm just asking if anybody's got an extra clue I don't know about or something.
Very good question.
I think a lot of times it is we don't know, because sometimes aliens do act like a poltergeist. They do certain things. But we only really grow up knowing about ghosts. We're not really taught about aliens. That's later on in life, when either you've had experience or you've watched a movie. It's more common to think, oh, it's just, it's like a demon or you know, a ghost. So I think it's a mixture. The only thing I know, the feeling of them, spirits are very emotional based. Aliens are very business. It really doesn't feel like any emotion at all. But I'm a psychic, so that's just, I don't think other people are gonna, they're just gonna freak out. I would freak out. You know, I have freaked out when that happened. So
Well, I got I'm gonna pose something to you. What happens that if everybody on this planet who is telepathic is a direct descendant of the extraterrestrials, therefore probably being taken at least a few times in their lives without knowing, how does that make someone feel? Because only the first rule to alien abduction research is the contactee has to be empathic and telepathic to be considered a real abductee, because they abduct in family lines, and that's where they started with those people. So for me and all the research is, if someone tells me they're telepathic, the first thing that goes off in the back of my head is they've been taken and they don't know it.
Yeah.
And it always bothers me, because that's about 98% of the people who have been taken will never know anyway. But I got a lot of friends in the paranormal field, because I drive them crazy with ghosts from other dimensions. I love doing that, by the way.
But they are.
I tell people all the time, I said, well, you know, I believe in ghosts. I said, I just sometimes think the ghost might be from the neighboring dimension and not actually be a ghost, but actually a live person from the other dimension. I'm willing to lower anything. I'm from New Orleans. Trust me, there's some scary, hairy stuff down here when you go walking through the French Quarter at 2 o'clock in the morning, man. There are things you just don't want to see. Like, we were down there one time with friends, and there was some couple sitting along the side, this walkway next to the cathedral eating. And the girl says, wow, that is such pretty dresses. And I look up and there's three women walking these big, huge Annabelle dresses. Oh, no. They weren't there 2 minutes ago. They just drove, and they were talking period language. Matter of fact, I shouldn't even say this on the air. In the city back in the day, they used to have these grooves cut in the street so that the women could stop and you know, move their dress over and pee and then keep walking. I'm serious. It's actually a true thing. So, but it was funny, because one of them actually stopped while the other two were talking, looking around. It was just so weird. And I think there was 11 of us plus the people who were watching it, who saw it. It's just like something out of a movie. And it wasn't any bad experience. Nobody horrible, coming out of walls or anything. It was just they were there. Da, 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 da. And you can even kind of hear off like some 1860s music or something. And then they were gone. They were in front of us and they were gone. So to me, that's a ghost. That's definitely some kind of ghost. Was it a bleed through from somewhere? Was it just a thing that was imprinted on the area?
I think people, you know, everybody, there's some people who are younger souls than others. And so they can only see that's like the flat earthers and things like that. And that controversy. Well, and if you think about it, this is your first time here on Earth, on this planet, and you're living in the second dimension, or like the very lower part of the third, then that's all you're going to see. So you're not wrong, because that would be your perspective. It would be flat, because that's how you see the world. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like people who are colorblind, people who are, you know, people who don't have inner dialogues and things like that. Well, then you go to the third dimension, then all of a sudden you can see things, you know, left, right, up, down, things like that. Fifth dimension.
I got to jump in there. You're onto something. You are onto something, and I'll tell you why. When I always talk about the Mandela effect, how people remember things a certain way and then others don't. Lala, we talked about this briefly, and you just hit on it. And I think that there's a lot of truth to what you're saying now. Trish, that's fascinating.
Stuff that are like, well, yeah, these, like, to me, those, you know, those ladies would be there all the time, or dinosaurs or fairies or dragons or whatever. That's been there all my life. But I'm a very old soul. I was born into this life you know, resonating more so on the fifth dimension to begin with. So I didn't have to, but I've already been here many lifetimes. So, you know, somebody who hasn't wouldn't have that same perspective. So those things are there all the time. Our abilities to interact with each other, because it's not just humans that are advancing in ascension and things like that. It's also other beings. Humans just are the most egotistical in the sense that we're the only ones that think that literally everything revolves around us and everything lives for us. And that's not true. You know, there's other like extraterrestrials and the Fae and things like that. They're all living their own lives. They're just a little bit smarter than us. So they know that, you know. So now there are universal laws like on your what's allowed as far as interacting with each other and what you can and can't do. Like obviously they know, the higher dimensional beings, that they can't go bully some of the lower dimensional beings. And when that does happen, that's usually, you know, things you hear about like demonic and things like that. And it's not supposed to happen. And that's where the spiritual justice comes in. And then people start dying. And like, well, why'd that happen? Well, probably because they're a demon in a human's body and that's against their will. And it's against the universal law. So, you know, these things have always been around. It's just people don't realize it. And it's no one's fault. Like none of them are wrong. It's just where they're at in their journey in this experience.
Yeah. You know, I have one question. I have a question. So what do you think the world needs right now?
Like one sweet love.
I was gonna say.
That's what the world needs right now. Love, sweet love.
Yeah.
We all need a lightsaber.
Perfectly. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm. I think it needs balance. Like either we need a bunch of vigilantes to come in and like.
I'm waiting for that to happen, Trish. I really am.
I'm serious. Like you know, at some point, and that's what you're seeing. And but there's still no balance to it. You know, we're not going about it the right way. You can't just, you know, take over law enforcement and think that's not the way to do it. Like that's because they have their purpose and they're useful obviously for protection as well. So there has to be balance, and any ecosystem, no matter what it is, space, time, forest, desert, whatever, anytime there's an imbalance, it will correct itself. For survival purposes. So I think that's what the Earth.
Oh, to hell with it. I'm going to Mars with Elon. I'm out of here, man. I'm going to Mars.
It was just recently that little planet Ophiuchus that they think, you know, the aliens from Roswell came from, that like my relatives, you know, they just tested the gases in that constellation. And they think that that's actually been a place that, even possibly humans could have been surviving on for a very long time now.
Well, they think they found life in two places in the solar system. So we'll see how that happens, how that works out.
Philip, what is your idea? What do you think is happening? And what do you think the world needs now?
Well, you hear me, Phil? I think we need to bring back John Lennon and give peace a chance. That's the first thing. And the second thing is I think we need to get rid of all the morons running the whole country. In fact, all the morons running the globe right now, because they are morons, and they need to be gone, all of them. You know, the creator, I'm sure the creator didn't say on his little pebble in the middle of a galaxy, say, oh, wait, this land belongs to just governments. The land of the free, right? I mean, and like you said, we need rule and order because people do get stupid, obviously, right? And so you do need order, but I think we're going in the wrong direction of the order. And we are, because right now, each and every one of us, whether you want to admit it or not, if you put on that news, there is a threat to this country and every other country every day of the week. And like the other guy said, in the other country, there will be no more mankind if we chose to go the route that this may wind up. So why are we doing this? Why? Because a bunch of idiots running everything. That's why. See, people like to push other people's buttons until a point where, you know what? Those buttons get pushed too quick. That's it for everybody. And it's not fair for the people that is trying to live and be happy. We shouldn't have to go through these times. So you need peace, but unfortunately, just like the medieval times, there's too many stupid people running everything to go back to peace and harmony and justice of, you know, everybody having a good time in a way where we have control over our civilizations. We don't. We have too many imbeciles in power ready to destroy everything. And look, let's be straight out. The government knows that aliens exist. I know it. I don't need anybody to tell me they exist. They do. That's number one. So they lie about that. I know there's chemtrails in the air. I know that my food's being poisoned. I know that Big Pharma makes billions and trillions of dollars off us getting sick, and they depend on us getting sick to buy medications. So it's a revolving door, and it's genocide in its own way that people destroy people. This is what they're doing. And I think that's why that reset button gets hit every once in a while to say, hey, you guys are, you're old, you can't control anything. So adios. So, now we'll go back to old house of the prairie days.
No, I got a question. So growing up, there was a lot of great people in the world that were uniters, not dividers. Now that doesn't seem to have been the truth for the last 20 or so years, but what has really changed? What has caused the no more Winston Churchills or Margaret Thatchers or Ronald Reagans or Clintons or people who actually united people behind them that got them, that the world wanted to be behind? America didn't get to be the greatest nation in the world because the rest of the world didn't want to be behind us. They did, and they did for a long time. It's not until this last 20 or so years that there is no bipartisanship in our country whatsoever. None. Nope. It doesn't matter who you believe or what you believe or what political, it doesn't really matter anymore. Somebody's going to automatically take the other side no matter what. Mm-hmm. So, and that we've been in that position on this planet before, but there's always been somebody that could come along and unite the planet. It's like the other day I was listening to a lot of people talking about Vladimir Putin. A lot of people like the guy. A lot of people like the guy. And it's kind of scary to think he's threatening the world with nukes and people are lining up behind him like, we really like you. So you like being threatened by nuclear weapons? I don't understand what happened to the mindset altogether on this planet. Maybe that's what the chemtrails are really doing, just altering the way we think.
Because sometimes people do need, think about even in our own lives, we don't actually move or make progress or grow until something happens to make us. We've all become so, comfortable in this world and survive, codependent on the system. Like you all were saying about what would we do if there's no electricity and water and things like that. So nothing's going to change until something changes. And we're not doing that at the moment. We've become stagnant in growth as a population, as a civilization. So
when's the last time we united? Would have been, oh, that's right, when they blew up the Twin Towers. That would have been the last time we united.
The pandemic, everybody.
I didn't find we really united much in the pandemic.
Not united, but I mean, everybody is like, oh, this is real. This is actually happening. And the whole world did reset for a little bit. But what was it, like 6 weeks after the shutdown, everything kind of went back to normal again and was even worse.
We just need someone. It doesn't even matter who it is. It doesn't even matter what country they're from.
Batman.
We just need someone Batman. Who can. Yeah. Well, we need somebody who can step up in the world and say, okay,
yes.
It can't be a lefty. You can't be a righty because nobody's going to buy that. It's got to be somebody who can somebody who can speak well, that has a good idea, somebody who can really bring change. But without it, I mean, Xi Jinping's in trouble. So I don't know, telling what's going to go on there. Right now, the planet was very stable for a while. Now, all of a sudden, we've gone back to being just almost like we were in the 1800s or the 1500s. It's it's kind of ridiculous where we are. I mean, this is 2024 in the age of Aquarium. We should not be acting like this.
I think we need to go back to the basics. You know, we have too much. Everything's done for us. You know, there's machines for literally everything. Nobody has to. And it's like having, you know, it's like with your kids, they don't really appreciate something that you buy them until they have to start using their own money to buy it. Right. Like they're just going to break it.
You know? Yeah. I don't even know if they appreciate it then either.
So it's the same thing with the world, I assume.
Like that back. I mean,
well, I've got a 38-year-old spoiled rotten one. So if anybody wants to adopt it.
I'm trying to.
I mean, he just recently got married, so I'm real happy about that. You know, it's all good stuff. Before we go, look, I got something. I brought it with me tonight. So this is Death and a Tax Man by David Hankins. I'm going to give this book away. So my email address is icar@cox.net. So the 25th or 26th person, I got two of them that write to me, I will actually send you a copy of this. This was one of the winners at Writers of the Future last year. It's actually quite entertaining. It's about how the tax man wanks the Grim Reaper and takes his job away from him. So it's interesting. It's interesting. But no, I had it. So I figured I'll give away two of them while I'm in here tonight. Because somebody had wrote. Yeah. So, you know. Oh, yes. Well, if you're a regular Horsefly listener, you know, write to it. Yeah. It doesn't matter who you are. As long as you're listening tonight, you can win them. Now, I'm not giving that one yet. That one can't give away anyway. It's an autographed copy. Most everything up there is autographed copy. So it's by somebody or another. Oh, I got the interview with the guy from Oppenheimer. That's going to be fun.
I want to say thank you to everybody in chat. There's a lot of people in there, but unfortunately, it's coming up Facebook user because you have to give StreamYard permission to see it. Thank you, Joe, for joining us tonight. Thanks, Lala.
I have been abused by Facebook.
Thank you so much. A special thank you to Carnation for fully sponsoring the show from day one. We love them. Thank you. Please join us next Monday night on the United Public Radio Network on 105.3 and 107.7 FM from New Orleans. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Love, light, and laughter.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.